Police departments of almost every major city now employ a gang unit. These officers are charged with reducing gun violence and other crimes perpetuated by gang activity. But experts warn that if these units are not implemented the right way, they can be ineffective or even counterproductive. For Guns and America, WUNC's Jason DeBruin reports.
Lieutenant Janavis Minor walks through police headquarters in Durham, North Carolina. He makes sure morale is high around the office.
How you doing? Good. Good. Doing okay? It's good to see you.
Minor has lived in Durham his whole life and has been on the police force for 25 years. Now, Lieutenant Minor oversees the gang unit, a group specifically charged with solving and preventing crimes in which validated gang members are offenders or victims.
When you get to gang violence, no one sees that coming. You know, it's random and it's an act of terror.
Last year, there were more than 650 shootings in Durham. That's a 5% increase from 2018, according to data provided by Police Chief C.J. Davis at a recent city council work session.
In 12% of these shootings, we know that a validated gang member was either a victim or a suspect.
But data show only a fraction of those shootings have been solved. So, Davis wants to double the size of the gang unit from one team to two.
These teams would be a cross of investigators and officers. This is a new model to address gang activity at all times of day and night.
Chief Davis and others on the force say reducing gang violence will reduce other crime as well. Corey Ugolik is an investigator on the gang unit.
Anytime you've got any kind of gang problem, it's not going to be good. It's going to lead to, you know, drug sales, possibly robberies, shootings, any kind of homicides.
Gang units can be effective if they're implemented right. Deborah Lamb Weissel has studied gang units across the country and now teaches at North Carolina State University. She says reducing gang violence takes more than just putting additional uniformed officers in high crime areas.
There's been a recognition that some specialized skills are needed.
When violence includes rival gangs, it can be difficult to get witness or even victim cooperation, especially for uniformed police officers who spend only part of their time on gang-related activity.
A uniformed officer, they do a fantastic job, but when we have a specialized unit, they can work a problem over time. They're not going to be pulled off to go to the next fender bender down the road.
Importantly, police and city leaders must recognize that there's more to crime prevention than just law and order, says Jonathan Glenn, associate director of the Juvenile Justice Institute at North Carolina Central University.
When you approach anything relative to criminal justice, be it gang suppression or prevention or gun violence, and when you approach it from a punitive perspective, when you try to arrest your way out of a very complex problem, that typically doesn't work.
Instead, Glenn implores cities to help suffering communities. Dilapidated housing, poor education, lack of access to public services. These can all exacerbate violence.
We really have to understand the context behind the violence and look to address the issue instead of punish the issue.
Police are just part of the fabric of solutions, Glenn says.
Gang units should be partnering with community-based agencies who live in these communities, who are doing work with these young people, who are immersed in the overall well-being of the community.
Glenn says if police want to reduce violence, they have to partner with the community, especially with experts in public and mental health. For Guns and America, I'm Jason DeBruin.